ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. It's a blessing to be sitting in the classroom of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. The title of this class is The Great Legacy of Him, the book Sahifa Sajjadiyah. We are talking about lesson number 20 / supplication number 20th, where he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on good, on noble moral traits and acts that are pleasing to him, where he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, send peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet and his pure progeny. Wa abdilni min biqdati ahli shanan al-mahabba. Oh Allah, replace for me, change for me, right? The animosity of the people of hatred with love. The envy of the people of insolence with affection. وَمِنْ حَسَدَ أَهْلِ الْبَغْيَ الْمَوَدَّةِ وَمِنْ ذِنَّةَ أَهْلِ السَّلَاهِ الثِّقَةِ The suspicion of the people of righteousness with what? With trust. وَمِنْ عَدَابَةِ الْأَدْنَيْنَ الْوَلَايَةِ The enmity of those close, right, with friendship. وَمِنْ أُقُوقِ ذَوِ الْأَرْحَامِ الْمَبَرَّةِ And the disrespect of the close relatives, the dawil arham, right? Those who are very closely related to us, the womb relatives, with devotion. وَمِنْ خِذْلَانِ الْأَقْرَبِينَ النُّسْرَى And the abandonment of relatives with help. وَمِنْ حُبِّ الْمُدَارِينَ تَسْحِيحَ الْمِقَى The attachment of flatterers with love set right. وَمِنْ رَدِّ الْمُلَابِسِينَ كَرَمَ الْعِشْرَةِ And the rejection of fellows with generous friendliness. And وَمِنْ مَرَارَةِ خَوْفِ الظَّالِمِينَ حَلَاوَةَ الْأَمَنَةِ And the bitterness of the fear of the wrongdoers, of the oppressors, of the ظالمين, with the sweetness of security. These are a set of requests. In fact, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're beseeching to Him, the Almighty, for others. Let's take a break. Stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
All right, respected brothers and sisters, if you guys can recall, if you were with us in the previous session, we mentioned a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distinguished his messengers with noble moral traits. Examine yourself if you have these traits. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have them, ask him to grant them to you. خَصَّ رُسُلَهُ بِمَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ That was the title of the hadith. What I want to mention is that the highest moral quality belongs first and foremost to the holy prophets. So you might ask me, if we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all these du'as and good moral traits, what is the compass in this world, right? Who should I look up to? What is a good role model for me? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in that hadith mentions to us, clears the way up for us by showing to us that the prophets are the role model. Prophetic goal and role models are very important, right? To set them to be your role model, right? Read their lessons, read their stories, teach them to your kids, to your family members. After you learned them yourself and applied them into your daily lives, the first, the highest moral qualities belong first and foremost to the prophets. They are the complete embodiment of ethical excellence. Others only reflect these traits to the extent that they follow that prophetic path, right? And the number two matter that we need to mention is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in different notes, Imam Sajjad in these du'as, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in his ahadith, in his narration, identified these traits as pure and good, right? It's the greatest, the most, the purest of what we can examine, what we can attain, what we can reach out to. And if we lack them, we are not condemned. We are instructed to seek them, right? Moral growth begins with desires and humility, right? And the third lesson we should take home is that the believer is called to self-examination, which is very important. Faith isn't passive, right? Faith isn't dead. Faith is not just a claim that I claim, oh Allah, I embraced Islam. That's it. I'm done. No, that is not the case. Faith isn't passive. It's alive. We are meant to place ourselves in a position of honest testing, to look inward and recognize who we truly are at this very current point. Let's take a break. Inshallah, we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRB English Radio, and finally, there is a subtle but powerful structure to the narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that we mentioned. And that begins with certainty and ends with muruwa, right? And that we should learn it from the lives of all the prophets, right? Certainty is the foundation of the theoretical wisdom, how we understand the truth. And muruwa is the manifestation of practical wisdom, how that truth shows up in our behavior, in our dignity, in our conduct. In other words, the true moral excellence begins in the heart and mind, and it completes itself in action, in reality. And this is the journey of character in Islam, from knowing to wanting to becoming. Let me repeat that again before and reiterate on it. The journey of character in Islam is like this. It starts from knowing, it moves on to wanting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and willing and desiring. And the third one is to becoming. And that journey is slow. It is honest. It is intentional, right? It is what that transforms ethics from ideas into lived reality. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us not only to see the perfection within ourselves, but to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the desire to see that perfection within the ummah, within the Islamic community, within others. One of the ulama, one of the scholars I went to once and said, Allah, what is the cure for envy, right? He said, it's du'a'un lil mahsud, prayer for the one that you are practicing envy against. pray for them. If you see someone is becoming successful, raise your hands and say, oh Allah, give them more success. Give them more perfection. Give them higher levels, right? Give them expansion in their moral and their spiritual levels and accesses, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد